Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Samach Zayin, and we're holding at the Samach Vav Amud Beit at the first of the widest lines, right at the two dots. Says the Gemara, okay, so we have satisfactorily proved that a Tamid and Pesach are Docha Shabbos, and as we learned from the Moado and the relationship of the Moado, but how do we know that they're Docha Tuma Minola? What do you mean? Did we not learn out the Al Olat HaTamid that we learned out that there it's Docha Shabbos, so there is an Olat HaTamid even on Shabbos, although we're bringing the Korban for Shabbos. And the same way that we use the B'moado Hekesh to compare Pesach to the Tamid vis-a-vis Shabbos, we can learn the vice versa. We can learn out B'moado that is said by Tamid out of the Moado that is said by the Korban Pesach to tell me that just like the Pesach is Docha Tuma, so too is the Korban Tzibur, the Korban Eilah. But Tzibur is also Docha Tuma. Okay, but you didn't tell me how we know what Pesach is Docha Tuma. Pesach Gufa Minala. Where do we get the idea that if the Tzibur is Tameh, that you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach Betuma? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, well, it's from the Pasuk. The Pasuk that describes what to do if a person is Tameh for Korban Pesach. And it explains over there that there's a din of Pesach Sheni a month later, and that individual goes through the whole process of bringing a Korban 30 days later. But note that the way that the Torah introduces that is by saying ish ish kiyet tamei lenefesh o b'derech rechokah lachem v'yasah pesach l'Hashem, and so on and so forth. Now, why is it ish ish to tell me that it's a din in an individual and only an individual? Ish ish, each individual kiyet tamei lenefesh, ish nitchel pesach sheni, and only an individual makes a pesach sheni. A tzibur is not nitchel pesach sheni, and the tzibur makes the pesach rishon. They make it in Tumah anyway. Once we know that's true of the Korban Pesach, we can extrapolate to the Korban Tamid from the same Moada. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? You could say just the opposite. You could say, only if individuals are Tamid, do they have an option of making Pesach Sheni. But if the whole Tzibur is Tamei, Pesach Sheni is no longer an option. The Torah doesn't offer Pesach Sheni to all of Klal Yisrael. And the middle, they lose out on bringing a Pesach. Where does it say that they can bring the Pesach Betuna? So maybe Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni and Tzibur, no, let lo takanta, there's nothing to do. Lo Pesach Rishon. The lo Pesach Sheni. So from this particular Pasuk, you don't have much of a right, huh? I'll tell you where we learn it out from. Elam Reb Shimon and Lakish Mihocha. We learn it out from the din of Shiluach Tmeim Minamachim. And over there, now that has nothing to do with Korban Pesach, but I'm going to show you a diak that teaches that there must be a din for Korban Pesach. Since it says, Vishachu Minamachane, called Sarua, Vichosav, Vichot Tameila Nefesh. So we have three different tumot that are listed here that I need to see to it that they do not come into the Beit HaMikdash. Tzorat, Zivas, and someone who came in contact with a maid. Now, is it really necessary to tell me all of that? I mean, if a Tamei maid, and remember that a Tamei maid has no personal tumah, he just touched something Tamei, right? So what's the big deal? A Zov has a personal tumah, that's Yotzevi Meno Migufo. A mitzora is his skin, is what's Tamei. It's himself that's Tamei. So if it would have simply said that a Tamei mate is supposed to be thrown out of the machana, so wouldn't I know that Zavina Mitzorahim, who are worse than a Tamei mate? We're going to get into the Gemara later on about why we necessarily look at it that they're more chomer than Tamei mate. After all, a Tamei mate requires the paraduma, and maybe it's more chomer, but we'll talk about all that later. But right now, let's just make these assumptions, and we'll justify them later on today. So, if it would have said that a Tamei Nefesh is not allowed to come into the Machana, then Koshiken is up in the Mitzora, and I would have figured out myself. Ani Omer, Im Tamei Meitim Mishtachim, if I'm a Chuyav to take out a Tamei Meit from the Machana, Zav in the Mitzora, in Lo Koshiken, isn't it obvious that the more Chomer Zav in Mitzora should certainly have to be sent out of the Machana? Therefore, what must it be telling me, says Reish Lakish? It must be telling me that indeed there is a time where the Tamei Meit would not be Mishtaveh Ben HaMachana, and I would not be able to apply at Kal V'chomer. So that there's a Sha'a, there is a time where only Zavina Mitzorena Mishtachin and Tamei Meitim are not Mishtachin, and the only time that could possibly be is a Pesach, it's a Bapetuma. Now that proves that indeed Ish Ish is a Din specifically in Yechidim, and that a tzibur has an option. Because otherwise, if there was no option to bring betuma, there would be no possible explanation of a pasuk that mentions avinu mitzarayin at the same time that a tamei mates is vishtalayach, which is a kav chomer. Must be that there is at least one circumstance where a tamei mate is not vishtalayach. And I wouldn't know, therefore, that there is Zavinu Mitzrayim. And therefore, I have to make it clear. Look, Zavinu Mitzrayim are always Mishtachim, even if the Talibet is not Mishtalayah. Which means that when a Pesach is Babatuma, it's only Babatuma's Mace. It's not Babatumat Zavin Mitzrayim. So that even though the whole Tzibor of Tbei Meitim are in the base of Mikdash, a Zav is not allowed to come in, a Mitzrayim is not allowed to come in, they can't say, well, you bring it to him anyway, what do you care? This is specifically the point here of the Pesach. So there is a time, Yesh Chashash, Zavinu Mitzrayim, Mishtachim, Ve'em Tnei Meitim, Mishtachim. What could that possibly be? Well, we've already seen. That must be the Pesach, which is indeed Bo Betumah Betzila.
This is only for
Yechidim. Only for Yechidim? No, only for Yechidim. No. It's not talking about Pesach Sheni. It's talking about Pesach Rishon being brought Betumah. We'll see what the din is, Lagabe, other Tumahs, for Pesach Sheni. We're talking about Pesach Rishon. Rabbi. Says Abai, well, now wait a minute. By the same logic, my dear Reish Lakish, by the same logic, we could continue and derive a halacha. That's the opposite, okay? Because Iyachi, couldn't I say the same thing? I could say, why does it say the din of Mitzera? It could have just said a Zov and a Tamei Meit, right? And then I would have figured out Mitzera for sure. Vayomar Mitzera, I would have said, well, if a Zav is Mishtaleach, isn't the Mitzera a Kol Shekein? Now again, later on we're going to see why we're assuming that a Mitzera is more Chomer than a Zav. Now obviously there are elements of the Mitzera that strike us right away as being more Chomer. Fact is, he's not allowed to sleep with his wife, he has to leave his begodim unkempt, and he has to let his hair grow, and so on. But whatever it is, there's definitely elements of Chomer of Mitzera, and therefore I would have come to the same conclusion. I would have said as follows, taking your lead, Reish Lakish, here's what I would have said, word for word what you said about the relationship of Tamei Meit and Zav, I would have said about the relationship of Zav to Mitzora, and I would have said, Yesh lecha sha'a shemitzora im mishtachin ve'in zavinu tmei meitim mishtachin. There is a time when only the Mitzora can't come in, but the Zav can, along with the Tamei Meit. And where would that be? A Pesach HaBetuma, which in fact would be telling us that a Zav would be allowed into the Beis HaMikdash if most of the Tzibor were Tamei. And that's impossible. Now, I mean, of course, you may say, well, why is it impossible? Maybe that's true. The Chitim, you'll try to tell me, yes, indeed, that's the case. Hachinami. The Pesach is indeed, according to Reish Lakish, coming to say that a Zav is allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon Betum if Rov is Tamei. No, that's not the case, because in Farish and Mishnah, V'yotzna, Pesach Haba Betum A, Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavim, Zavot, Nidot, Yoldot, they are not allowed to have it. So in other words, there is no din of bringing Betzibor Tuma for Zavin and Zavos. That was why that's true. If Lamaisa they did, they wouldn't be chayev for being Nichras Lamikdash. We'll have that from a pasuk. But bottom line is that if we apply Reish Lakish's limud and logic to this pasuk to tell me the difference between a Tamei Meit and a Zav, we'd have to apply exactly the same logic to tell me the difference between a Zav and a Mitzera. But it wouldn't be true. There is no difference between a Zav and a Mitzera vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach. Therefore, says Abaye, I actually do not believe Reish Lakish's limud. I say, let's go back to what Rabbi Yochanan said, okay? Elam Rabbi Eliyahu Mikra Kama. What was Rabbi Yochanan's right? Ish kietame. Only an ish and not a tzibur. Perfect riot, except that Reish Lakish says maybe that means only an ish and not a tzibur, and the tzibur doesn't have any option. Not Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni, right? I'll answer that. It's really from the first pasuk. And to answer Reish Lakish's objection, I would say as follows. In Cain, if what was meant was that the tzibur does not have any option at all, then why not just say, Vichtav Rachmana, ish kiyeh tameh, for whatever reason. Because why do you have to say lanefesh, okay? Lanefesh is clearly coming to tell me that there's something specific about nefesh and not about a zav and a metzera. Now, what in the world could be specific about a nefesh if you're coming to tell me about a chumrah? According to you, Reish Lakish, the pasuk is saying, well, there's no option. If you're more than an ishish, there's no option. So, I mean, for God's sake, there's no option. So then why specify? Just say any tamei is only mutter to Pesach Sheni as an individual, but not to Pesach Rishon. Is there any point in mentioning a tamei maid? The only possible basis of mentioning a tamei maid is that since the tamei maid is more kal than the other two maids, the pasuk is coming to tell me dafka is something kal. So dafka ish that's tamei le nefesh, only over there does the individual have to go to Pesach Sheni, but the tzibur does it, they can bring the tumah to Pesach Rishon. But the other two maids, there, the tzibur does not have an option of Pesach Rishon. Otherwise, there's no possible excuse for mentioning specifically the most kal of the tumeis, which is the tamei maid. V'chi tema, now maybe you'll try to tell me that actually what it's coming to say is that only a tamei lenefesh has a right to bring a Pesach Sheni, like Rabbi Yaakov thought. So maybe the tkufa coming to say, lach yudiyata, tamei maid, who didn't have a Pesach Sheni? The option of a Pesach Sheni exists only for a tamei maid, but for somebody else who is tamei, there is no option to bring a Pesach Sheni. Avoshar tamei lo, but that's not true, because the Braita says beferush v'atanya, you might think yochol yosi Pesach Sheni ala tamei maidim. You might think that since the Torah says ishish ki tamei lemefet, that means exactly what it's saying. The only option is for somebody to tamei maid and or was outside of the Azor at the time of the Akrabas of Pesach. But how do we know that it's also an option for a Zov or for a Mitzora or for someone who is a tamei with a Nida? A man can be a Nida, essentially, because in having intercourse with a Nida, you become tamei 7 days, just like the Nida is. But how do we know that such an individual, along with any other tamei, has an option for Pesach Sheni? Talmud Lomar, ish, ish. I don't care what it is. I mean, you could just say, ish, kia tamei. Ish, ish means no matter what the siba is of your tumah, doesn't matter. So then why indeed does it say la nefesh? Aha! There's only one possible explanation. La nefesh dekata rachmana lamali, ela achikama. Ish nitchala Pesach Sheni, vein tzivot nitchala Pesach Sheni, but in the case, and only in the case, where it's tuma lenefesh, they are allowed to make the Pesach Rishon betuma, but that tuma is only tuma snafish. Kiavit tzibur betuma. When does a tzibur have that specific right? Only betame made. But if the entire tzibur is tummy with other tumas, then not. Shar tumot lo avde. And this explains every last aspect of that pasuk beautifully. There's no longer any basis for Ish Lakish's objection, and we can indeed derive the halacha straight out of Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk, just as he presented it. Omer Chista. You should know that a mitzorah that was nichnas lifnim mimechitzato is patur. Even though it says over here, v'lo yitamu et machaneihem, those words, v'lo yitamu et machaneihem, now that we're talking about shiluach chutz l'machaneh. Okay, that's a mitzvah that tzibur get rid of tmeihem from the machaneh. That doesn't tell us anything about the person who's tamei himself. But when the pasuk says, v'lo yitamu et machaneihem, that is an iser on the person who's tamei to be nichnas l'machaneh. You might think, therefore, that if such an individual goes into the machaneh, he would be chayav malchus, right? Comes on the fist to say, no, wrong. Because even though he was over on a lav, this is not a lav that you're chayav malchus on. Why not? Because since it says, b'feirush badad yeshev, michutz l'machaneh shavon, those words, badad yeshev, are coming to tell me that there's always a mitzvah asay that he can now do to be mekayim. So if he went into the machaneh, we say to him, no, no, badad yeshev, that is what is incumbent upon you to do now. Leave and go live alone. Okay, so that is what a lava nitakla asay. And the deal is that whenever the Torah gives you an asay that can follow what you did wrong, then that is the option and not malchus. And therefore, akatuv nitkola asay, the posik now has connected this love to bimitukan through doing the asay. Asks the Gemara, it says beferish in the Braita, not like Rav Chista. Eitvei. Mitzorah shenichnas lifnim mechitzato barbaim. There you go. Chai malchus arbaim, like anybody else who's over on a lav. This is not a lav anitiklase. It's a straight out iser of al lo yitamut machaneihem. A zavin, a zavot, who went in lifnim mechitzatam, is also barbaim. But a tamei meit is allowed in even to machane levia. Now let's before we get into this, let us clarify for a moment what we mean by Mechitzatam. Now, we know we're going to learn out from a pasuk that there are different levels of Mechitza for different levels of Tumah. We know that the construction of the Machna in the Midbar was built around three completely different levels. You had the central level, which was the Mishkan, and the Chutz around the Mishkan, which is called Machane Shechina. Around that, as the pasuk describes in detail, you had the Levim Saviv LaMachane, that was called Machane Leviya. And then spread around them on all the four corners, we had the 12 Tigalim and so on, each one in his place. That was called Machane Yisrael. The extension of the entire thing was 12 kilometers long and was built all around that center. When we come in, there it's Israel, that same construct now is recreated in Jerusalem, such that the Chatzar around the Mishkan, which we call the Azorah, as opposed to the Ezra's Nosh, which is actually an extension of the Din of the Haravayit, which is around, extends further out, but really, B'diraita is just pure Haravayit. It's only Rabbanan that gave it an extra din of being more Kadesh, and we'll see about that later. But as far as the Torah is concerned, we have the same three Machanot. We have the Machane Shechina, the Chotzer, which is the Azora, and the building, which is the Heichal. Then we have around that the Harabayit and the Ezra's Nashim, and that is the Machane Leviyah. And then we have around that the Machane Yisrael, which is the entire city of Yerushalayim. So what that means is the city of Yerushalayim. So that means that we have concentric circles, the city of Yerushalayim from the gates all the way up to the beginning of the Harabayit. The Harabayit encircles the middle, which is the Heichal and the Azara, that's called the Machane Leviyah. And then we have that Hazara and the Mokum of the Shechina itself. That's all called Machane Shechina. Lamaisa, the Rabbanan, where goes are additional levels of Kedusha, starting from the Chel, which was even outside of the Ezrat Nashim, which surrounded the entire area of the low wall, or some other simon outside of the Ezra's Nashim, where they assert some Tumas min Rabbanan. Now, Mi'ikar Hadin, the way in which the setup works is, the Mitzora cannot even come into Yerushalayim, because he is B'shtaleh Chutz L'Machna Shalosh Machanot. And we're going to see, we learn that out of the Pasuk. And in the Midbar, the Mitzorahim were not allowed anywhere into the Machane Yisrael. Then we have the next level, which are Zavim. And Zavim are allowed into Yerushalayim, but they're not allowed in any further. Then we have the third level, which is the Tamei Meit, and for that matter, as we're about to say over here, which is the Meit Atzmo, which is allowed into even the Ezra's Nashim, Mi'ikra Din, and that we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was walking along the whole time, like Ach Moshe et Atzmo Yosef Imo. Imo means where he lived. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu live? By definition, the Machane Leviyah, which meant that he had the body of Yosef in the Machane Leviyah. So therefore, the Tamei Meit is allowed into the Machane Leviyah. So we have those three Machane. Now the Gemara Lamaisa is going to get in, even though we start with a simple question, whether it's a lot of Nitiklase or it's a normal lot. It turns out that that question itself is a function of where we derive this halacha of three separate machanas for these three separate levels of Tumah. Now, by the way, note that we have left out a lot of things, because in discussing Tamei Meit and then Zav and then Mitzvah, we haven't told you what the din would be about, let us say, a Balkari. I don't know, where is he fit? How about somebody who touched the sheretz? Where is he fit? So those things I haven't spoken about, so we're going to have to get to understanding which machna is applicable to which particular tumah, and we're going to do that now in the sugya. It all turns out to revolve around this trigger that we just had of Rav Chista, that there's a badad yeshev that is, according to Rav Chista, and we'll see that that may be a very different approach than the approach that others take. So, again, the Braita says over here that a Mitzora that goes in Lefnimi Michitzato, and that means he just walks into Yerushalayim. So, or in the Midbar, he walked into Machane Yisrael. He would be Chayav Malkus Arboim. So right off the bat, we see that Rav Chista is wrong from this Braita. A Zov, or a Zov, who was Nichnas Lefnimi Michitzatan, which means that they walked into the Harabayim. And they came in further than they were allowed to come. They were only allowed to be in Yerushalayim. They are also Chayim Malkus Arbayim. The Tomei mate, he has no problem walking into the Har HaBayit. And by the way, not only somebody was a Tomei mate who touches the mate, but also Lo mate bivad, Lo Tomei mate bivad amru, Ela filu mate atzmo. Even an actual dead body can is allowed to walk in to the Har HaBayit. And that is
just context.
Vayikach Moshe atzmot Yosef imo. Imo means b'mechitzato. So how does Rav Chisda explain that there is a Beferish Abraita that says that there is no lavanita glase in Badad Yeshev Mechutzo Machne Moshevo is not a tikkun for Lo Yatamud Machne Yan? How do you explain that? Ah, says Rav Chisda, it's very easy to explain that. Actually, it's a famous machloket Tanoim, how to understand the Pasuk of Badad Yeshev. And here's the Braita that describes that machloket, the Tanoim. Badad Yeshev. What does Badad Yeshev mean? Says Rabbi Yehuda. Well, this is on Rabbi Yehuda. What does Badad Yeshev mean? It means Badad Livado. Meaning what? I mean, does that mean nobody's allowed to talk to him? Nobody's allowed to be? No. It means that the Mitzora has a Bachane, which is entirely his own. Meaning, no other type of Tumah has to be sent out as far as he does. That's what it means. They do not need to be all the way outside. They could come into Yerushalayim also. So if that's the case, you might think, oh, so then if that's the case, then you have the Mitzora on the one hand outside of the city, and then you have the Tamei Mate and the Zav, not only inside the city, but even sitting in the Arabai. Right? That's what you might think. So that one is thrown out all the way at 3 Machanot, and the rest are just not allowed to come into the Bach of the Shekhinah. So they are not allowed in one Machanot. Ah, no. Talmud Lomar. V'lo yitamut machanehen. Note the plural. Machanehen means that there must be two other Machanot. Chut from Badad Yeshev. What is that machanehem? We obtain machane lezeh or machane lezeh. Since we know by definition that the Tamei mate can be in machane levia from Vayikach Moshe, therefore it must be like this. Tamei mate has one machane. He can't go into machane shina. He's allowed in machane levia. A zov can't go into machane levia, but he's allowed in machane yisrael. A mitzora can't go in even to machane yisrael. So we now see from the pasuk, as long as I'm ready to admit that Badad Yeshev is coming to tell me a din of machane and has nothing to do with a lava, I get to class A. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We now have derived, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the three machanot. This Shita is clearly not consistent with Rav Chisda, because according to Rav Chisda, Badad Yeshev is simply a mitzvah to say that it's coming to tell me that the lava nitik lase is not coming to tell me a new din of machanos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, why do you need the pasuk of Badad Yeshev? This whole limit is ridiculous. Ain't it sorry? It's very clear from the actual pasuk itself. Read. V'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh. Now, can you explain to me why it says three separate things? Okay? Because all the Torah needed to say is v'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tamei l'nefesh. And I would have said, my God, tamei l'nefesh? Why? He's the lightest of all the tumas, not having done anything but touch something. His tumah is a derivation of something external. If he needs to be sent out of the machane, kol shekein, I would say myself, ani omer, tmei meitim mishtachin, zavim lo kol shekein. Of course zavim, that tumah yotze begufa. Of course they'd have to be sent out. So then, lama ne'mar zav, why then mention it? Ah, must be liten lo machane shniyah. Must be to tell me that a zav has to be yet further than the tamei meit, and therefore I wouldn't be able to derive the din from a tamei meit. The tamei meit is only mishtalei chutz machnachas. The zav is mishtalei chutz shtei machanot. Now, continue. Okay, so then that's enough, right? Let it just say zav. Why mention mitzora? I know myself. I would have said as follows. Vani omer. Look, if zavino mishtachin, kol shekein mitzora ino mishtachin. Again, we're going to get to the relative chumras of tamei meis, zivas, and tzaras later to justify these statements. But right now the Gemara is taking for granted that the order of Chumra is Tamei Meit is the lowest, Zov is the next highest, and the most high of all is the Mitzora. So therefore, Loma Ne'amar Mitzora, Liteno Machane Shlishit, that must be that he is Mishtaleach even outside of the city completely. So then why does the pasuk says Badad Yeshev? Kishomer Badad Yeshev, says Rabbi Shimon. What's that for? That's the Tami HaKatuv Nitko La'asei. That's the Tami, exactly what Rav Chisda was saying. So when Rav Chisda said that halacha, he was completely consistent with Rabbi Shimon, the Braita that says that the Metzera gets Malkus Arba'in and doesn't have the additional option of Badad Yeshev to Yudak. That's going on. Leave it with Yudak. So everything makes perfectly good sense. Now, what doesn't make sense to me clearly is I don't understand the hierarchy of Chumras. My Chumre Dezov Vitamime. Explain to me, dear President, it means so much more to me to have your presence than to have a cup of hot tea, that it would be a travesty to use your immense kochot to make tea for some idiot. Sit down and to be bechabed us with your presence. So, I want to understand my chumre zov mitameimet. Explain to me, why is a zov so obvious to you that it should be more chumre than tameimet? I'm assuming that what you're thinking is, she came to my yotzalav migufo. The guy is the source of his own tuma. He's obviously more chomer than somebody who just touches something and absorbs tuma from something else, right? But I could argue, I could say, adrabah, look, I mean, just looking at the halachas, isn't it clear that a tamei meit is chomer? I mean, a tamei meit, in order to become tov, requires a parah aduma. I mean, that's really outrageous. He needs a za'at, shvishi, shvi'i. So a zav, who could just basically be tevel, I mean, isn't that a lot more cow than the chomor of all, which is a tamei meit? Omar Kra, I'll tell you what the limit is. Notice that it says kol tamei lenefesh, doesn't it? Now what is the meaning of kol tamei lenefesh? Just say tamei lenefesh. Kol tamei lenefesh is coming to be barbe any type of tuma of that sort, namely the sort of tuma that comes through contact with something outside of yourself. And what is that? Tamei sheretz. We never talked about it. Tamei sheretz. The guy touches a sheretz. Now he's tamei also. Does he require hazar shlishi v'shvi? Of course not. It's tumas eret. Nonetheless, the Torah is including the tamei meit together with the tamei sheretz. It's the same halacha. If I know that a tamei sheretz is mishtaleya kutz l'bach na'achas, do I not know by any standards that a zov is more chomer than a tamei sheretz? I mean, come on, that's crazy. There's nothing about a tamei sheretz that is more chomer than a zov. There's everything about a zov that's more chomer than a tamei sheretz. That to me, it's lami gufa, is tamei shivas yomi, but tamei mishke v'mosh. But for God's sake, it's a joke. So if I know that a tamei sheretz, it has to be mishtalei chutzamach ne'achas, and he's the same as a tamei meit. So obviously, I know that the zov is chomer mimana. And therefore, zov is chomer mitamei sheretz. Why? Well, what do you mean, why? Kiryamora. Well, now I have a different angle. There is one interesting way that a tamei sheretz is chomer than even tumat zivot. And what would that be? Well, remarkably, tumat zivot is the only tuma that depends on how it is that you became tamei. So in other words, let's say somebody is a zav, but we know that there are activities that can actually lead to leakage of prostate fluid. Somebody eats too much, somebody does too many exercises, whatever, the things that will cause zivos. If you were roya zivos because of any of those things, you will not be a tamei zivos. Oh. So, is there any other tumor like that? I mean, if a sheretz accidentally falls on you, you're telling me, oh, well, now that could be... No, of course not. It's exactly the same thing, right?
Pumpkin spider.
So that's the chumrah. A sheretz is metame even when it's ba'ones. And a zav is not metame, ba'ones. The word ba'ones over here is an interesting application, because ba'ones, when it's referring to the sheretz, means without anything that you did. Ba'ones, when it comes to zav, means you caused the zivas to happen through something. But the point is, vis-a-vis the tumah, it was brought about through an agency that was actually afterwards, now not under your control. So it's brought up by an agency, not under your control. The zav is thrown on you by somebody else. Doesn't matter, it's tummy. But the zivas comes thrown on you because of your exercises in the gym over there. It's indeed not tummy. Says the Gemara, no, you see, you're wrong. Because the comparison to zivas should not be the comparison to a Zov, who is Tomei Shivas Yomim, and he's a Zov Gadol, and he was Royesh Tei Riyas, and so on. How about a Zov, who is only Royesh Riyas Achas? What is his din? Is he Tomei Shivas Yomim? No. He's Matami Tumas Erev. As a Tumas Erev, he's similar to a Tumas Sheretz, except he's more Chomer, because Tumi Yotzelav Migufa. What are you going to say? Ah, but still, he's not Tomei Ba'ones. Not true. Because a Balkari is Tomei Ba'ones. Right? Doesn't matter how he could have ejaculated on purpose. He's still a Balkari. Now, the Zav Balriya Achas is exactly the same as a Balkari. And therefore, he is Tomei, only to Masara, but he is Tomei, even Ba'ones and Mamela. The comparison that we're making, that I would definitely know the din of Zav if I knew the din of Tomei Sheretz, is absolutely correct. And therefore, Kihai Gavna, in a case where Zav was Tomei to Masara, the Zav would also be Matami Ba'ones, as Rav Huna pointed out. The Omer Rav Huna, Re'ia Rishonah Shel Zav is Matami Ba'ones, because he has the same din as a Balkari. Fine. So that explains that limud. Zav is more chomer than tamei meis? Not really. But Zav is more tamei than the extended tamei meis, which includes tamei sheretz? Really. That's the meaning. Okay. Now, the next thing that you said, and this part is also not clear to me. You said, if it would have said Zav, I definitely would have known Mitzora. Now, why is that? My chumin Mitzora. Over and above Zav. I mean, I would assume that the reason is that the Zav does not have a din of priya uprima. The Zav is Mutar Batash Mishamita, and the Mitzora is, first of all, Chayev Priya, which means he needs to let his hair grow out. He's Mukhayev in Prima, so he needs to let the cuffs of his begadim out. And he's also Batash Mishamita. Tosis points out, this is crazy. There is such a striking chumrah of Tumas Mitzoras over Zivas that the Gemara is leaving out for some crazy reason, which doesn't have to do with peripheral issues, but with actual Tumah. And that is, the Mitzora is Metame Bebia, meaning by walking into a house. I mean, that's like the most unusual Tumah. So if you're in a house together with the Mitzoras, and the house becomes Tame, and so on and so forth, I mean, so Ruah is much more chumrah, no? It's not exactly because you have to stay in the house for a while and so on, but it's the same type of idea. It's not Tumas Oyo, it's Tumas Balabai. It's called Tumas Bia. Tosis doesn't have an answer. There's a lot of discussion among the Achronim, impossible to root it to this, but it's very, very striking in any event. So what does this mean? That you're telling me it's obvious that a Mitzora is more Chomer. Ah, but I could say that actually a Zav is more Chomer. Why? Well, it's very obvious, isn't it? If a Mitzora sits down, is he going to be metaming the bed and everything under the bed, but all the way down to the princess and the pea? No. But this is Metami Mishka V'Moshe. The Zav is Metami Mishka V'Moshe. And not only that, if a Mitzora does not touch a Kli, he handles the Kli, moves it about, is it going to become Tomei? If he touches a Kli Cheres, the Kli Cheres is Makabel Tumah on the outside from touching anyway. Say he moves a Kli Cheres. Is the Kli Cheres Tomei? No, because it didn't come in contact with the Mitzora. But if a Zav moves a Kli Cheres, there's a whole new, brand new Tumah, which is called Tumat Hesed, which is Tumat Masa in the inverse, where there's something that is Tomei carries the thing that's Tar, as opposed to the Tar carrying the thing that's Tomei. That's called Tumat Hesed. And that is unique to the Zav that does not apply to the Mitzora. Aha! Uh-huh. So why are you so sure that the Mitzora is more Chomer? Maybe Adarab, the Zav is more Chomer. In which case, all of your limud goes down the tubes. Because it was all based on, well, I would have known it anyway, and therefore it must be that the Torah is coming to tell me a new Mach, and I'm not to tell me. It's not a new Mach, and it's coming to tell me that the less Chomer is included. No. I'll tell you why. Same reason that I said before. When it said Kol Tomei LeNefesh, what was it including? It was including Sheretz. And Sheretz is undoubtedly, we said, less Chomer than Zav, right? Than the Zav of Riyah Rishon. Here too, doesn't it say Kol Zav? What do you mean Kol Zav? Just say Zav. Kol Zav is coming to be Marba a Balkari. Any type of Zav, meaning even a Balkari, who is not Metami, it was not Metami at all, like the things we said. There's no Thomas Mishkevu Mush Moshav, there's no Tum of Kliheris Vahesed, and so on. Are we agreed that a Metzera is certainly more common than a Balkari? And nonetheless, the Torah is putting together a Balkari together with a Zav. And therefore, a Metzera is common to be Balkari, Adarabba. No, I mean, clearly, my Chorma Kedah Moran. So they're going, no. I could argue the opposite. Adarabha, is there not a minimum shear to how much tzarat has to be on the skin of a mitzera in order to be matamia? Yes, it has to be a shear of degrees. Agreed, that's a very small shear, but nonetheless, it's a measurable shear which is required for tumas tzarat. Now, is there a particular amount of semen that is matamia balkari? No. Which means that, in a sense, a balkari is more chomor. So, adarabha, balkari chomor, shekei matamia b'mashu. Ah, this Tana holds like Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds that a balkari is not matami b'mashu. The Tanya, Rabbi Natan omer, mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Since it says, o hechtim b'saro mizovo. So what does that mean? It means that a zov is only mitame when hechtim b'saro. Hechtim b'saro means that basically the tip of his penis is sealed by the liquid that had leaked out of him. So you need kichatimat piyama. And that would be true of a balkari as well, because we compared the balkari to the zov from the chulzov.
And that's more than a mashal.
And that's more than a mashal. And therefore, because of that, there's no such thing as a chumra of balkari over zivas at all. Now, it's true lo hudulo chachami, but he, Rabbi Shimon, in this old Russia, is going to leave Rabbi Natan. And since ishkishli balkari lezov, therefore we now have an explanation of kol tamei lenefesh. We have an explanation of kol zav, to include balkari. What the heck is the explanation of kol tsarua? What is that coming for? I mean, if this kol is meant to be taken as an expansion of the din kol tsarua lamali, well, that's just aesthetics, you know? I mean, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to write in a way that's not pretty, you know? So what do you say? Kol tamei lenefesh, kol zav v'tsarua. Doesn't sound good at all. So since it says kol zav and kol tamei lenefesh, it's not either because it kol zav t'mami kol tsarua. Yeah. Now, ask the Gemara, getting back to the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, about whether Badat Yashev is necessary to create the third Machaneh for the Mitzera. And Rabbi Shimon said to him, well, I would have known all of this straight out from the Pasuk of Yishalkum and Machaneh. You know, that is a darn good point. Does Rabbi Yehuda have a comeback to that? He doesn't say anything to Rabbi Shimon. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Shaprika Amarle, Rabbi Shimon. I mean, Rabbi Shimon's Taina is wow. That is like, it seems to be absolute proof. What does he do with it? No, he says, Arut Saruah Vizav, that is mentioned over there, that according to you could be learned from a Kal Vachomer, is coming to tell something else entirely. And that is, like Rabbi Eliezer says in a bright, at a good time, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yochel Dochaku is Zavinu Mitzoraim. You might think that since we read above that the only option of making a tuma, a pesach betuma for a tzibur is for tamein and nefesh, not for a zav or a mitzera. How about if the zav and mitzera push their way in and they enter into the azora? Would they be chayev? Tamid lomar. That's why the Torah puts together something which doesn't seem reasonable. As, of course, my dear friend Rabbi Shimon pointed out, says Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, says Vishokhu min ha-machaneh kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh. Isn't that obvious? It's a kal vachomer. No. Because what it's coming to teach me is, b'sha'ah she'tamei meiti mishtalchim, if the tamei meit has to be thrown out of the machaneh, then and only then are zavin and mitzoraim mishtalchim vis-a-vis the chiyev of karet. But if ein tamei meiti mishtalchim, ein zavin u'mitzoraim mishtalchim, in which case they are in fact obviously not allowed in, because that was the whole point of being mechalek with the ishish between a tzibur of tmei meit and zavnim etzorain. But clearly it's coming to tell me they are not chayev. That's the point. Now, you said before, Omar Mar, Zav, Bechozav, Lerabot Balkari. So that means you are saying that a Balkari, remarkably, being one of the lower levels of Tuma, has the same din as a Zav and cannot even come into the Harabayit. That's what you're saying. Which, of course, accounts for all of the problems of Knesset al Harabayit, Kuzmanazah, and so on. Right? They need to go to the mikveh before and all of these issues. So, that indeed is a raya to Reb Yochanan, the Omer Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said two special halachot. A, mechilot lo nitkadashu, the underground passageways that we have so recently dug up and found under the Harabayit and coming. The various mechilot that come under the Harabayit, that go under the Azara, those areas were not Kodesh B'Kedushat Azara or B'Kedushat Harabayit. And Tosfos asks, now wait a minute, the Gemara says Beferish that when David HaMelech was Mekadesh the Mekam HaMikdash, he was Mekadesh from the Ritzpah Anataon. So I can say Mechilot on it Kadash. So Tosfos says that indeed Rabbi Yochanan is mistamech on another sheet that it argues with that. And he holds that it is. It's actually a record because it says that, not the re. But Tosfos himself says that there's a difference between Ptuchot LaKodesh and Ptuchot LaChol. So if the Mechilas open up into Chol, they open up outside of Harabayim, then they are a continuation of the land area outside the Harabayim. If they open up into the Harabayim, then they're part of the Harabayim. Fine. As I say, others say that he's actually Cholek and says that David HaMelech was not Mekadesh all the way down. Yes?
Question about more escape, whether people can put their hand in or not. Is it when he loses things? Not sure. Does it go up into the Azara?
Yeah, you want to say that into the mic? There's so much noise out there from the bathroom.
There's a gate that's called Warren's Gate because Warren found it, which, according to many measurements, is Mul Kodesh Kedashim. If you hold that came up into the inner Azara, so then that would, you couldn't put your hand into the airspace where all the tourists are standing there because it's going to the Kodesh. Rav Nevinzel says you don't have to be mad.
And apparently there was a minute in the 7th century that the Jews bombed there.
And that right.
In the gate.
Yeah, but maybe they would have tired themselves.
Where is
it? No,
yes, sir.
In the Kotel tunnel, this is right next to the big stones right where everybody dies.
The little shul is inside the...
From the north.
So that was one thing that he said, is that Mechilot lo nitkadashu. And then Abal Keri, the other thing that he said is that Abal Keri is Mishtalei Achutz L'Shtei Machanot. Where did he get the din that Abal Keri is Mishtalei Achutz L'Shtei Machanot? That he must have gotten from the din of Zav V'Chol Zav. So this is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Meitveh. It says Beferish in the Bright that Abal Keri is Kimaga Sheretz. So here it says in the Brayta that a Balkari has the same din as a Maga Sheretz. Now, I'm assuming that means that a Balkari is like someone who touched the Sheretz vis-a-vis Shiluach HaMachana, right? And that he's only sent out of one Machana, just like a Tomei Sheretz. He's not allowed into Machana Shechina, but he's allowed into the Harabayit. So, my love, the Machanotam. No. It means the Tumotam. That a Balkari is Tomei the same way a Maga Sheretz is Tomei, meaning only till the night. Goes to the mikveh, Tomei till the night. What? The Tumotam? What do you mean? I need a bright to tell me that? It's Beferish Tzukim on both ends. Hai Tumat Erev Ketiv Be, where it says Beferish V'tamei Ad Ha'orev. V'hai Tumat Erev Ketiv Be, V'tamei Ad Ha'orev. So how in the world would it mean a Kiddush that what? They have the same din, L'tumotam. That bright never tells me over Tzukim. El Olav L'machanotam. It must mean that a Balkari is not Mishtaleach Shtei Machanot. He's only Mishtaleach Chutz V'machanei Achat. No, there's another explanation. The other explanation is that it's exactly the way I taught you. Yolam l'tumotam. Indeed, there's two separate machanot, as Rabbi Yochanan said. And when it says it has the same thing as makasheretz, it means in terms of tuma, but not in terms of the tuma. That is, that they're both tuma tzerev. Of course, they're both tuma tzerev. But it's kamash malan, a new chiddush, that a balkari has the same thing as a makasheretz, namely, just like makasheretz is matami ba'onis, and it's ki yipol, there's absolutely no nafkamina if a sheretz falls on him from the sky, drops dead and falls on him, or whether some other cause causes it, so too a balkari is betami ba'ones, but nothing to do with machaneh. This is where we say, well, if a balkari is similar to a zav, maybe a balkari should not be metami ba'ones. Kamash malon, the balkari is metami ba'ones, even though the zav for a second ria is not metami ba'ones. And so we have basically a clear sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that allows us to compare a Balkari to a Sheretz vis-a-vis the Chumra of the Tumah. However, it has clearly separate dinim because of the Cholzov vis-a-vis the Machane of Tumah. Ashkechan tamid u'pesach d'dochu Shabbat d'dochu Tumah min olam. Amri kiyech d'yolev pesach mitamid linyin Shabbat achinam yolev tamid mitpesach linyin Tumah. And how do we know pesach gufa that is tamid that you bring it to Tumah min olam? Amri b'yochan d'yomar kro ish kiyeh tamid l'nefesh ish nitcha l'pesach sheni v'in tzibur nitoch l'pesach sheni el avdi b'tumah. Amri l'avish l'ch rabbi yochan, maybe just the opposite, maybe Ish is nitchal pesach sheni, but a tzibur is not nitchal pesach sheni and has no option. And it means less lo takanta, lo be pesach rishim, lo be pesach sheni. Ela omar rabshim ben lokish, there's a different mikor. It's miyocha. Mishachum in a machane, kotzuro vechozov vechotom in lenefesh. Yom artame emetim v'al yom arzovinu mitzorain, which I can figure out on my own. Vani omer. Im tmeim emetim mishtachim. Zavinu mitzoraim lo koshiken et mishtachim. Ella, the only possible understanding of it is to say yesh lecha sha'ah, that only zavinu mitzoraim mishtachim and tmei metim are not mishtachim. And what is that? That must be the pesach habavituma, which confirms the ish ish, that the tzibur is actually a sabatuma. Omar Abaye, if that's the point, I can extend it further in a way which you will see is not true. Because Iyaka Lemanami, why doesn't it say Tomei Beitet Azov? Why does it say Mitzora? And I can figure out Mitzora on my own. I mean, after all, if Azov is Mishtaler, Mitzora lo Koshake, Ela, now come to the same conclusion that Rish Lakish did about Tomei Beit, Yesh Lachasha'a, Shi Mitzora in Mishtachim, Ve'ein Zavinu Tomei Beit in Mishtachim. And when is that? A Pesach Abba Betuma, which apparently can be brought Betuma, even if Rov of the Tzibur is Tomei Zivet and not Tomei Met. Now, if Reish Lakish attempts to turn around and say, well, maybe that's true, V'chitei Mochinami, I'll prove to you from a Mishnah that it's not true. Pesach Abba Betuma, Lo Yochlami Meno Zavin Zavot Nidot V'yoldot. V'imachlu Peturi. Okay, so clearly, Reish Lakish's approach is untenable. Elam Rabbi, let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan. Liyola Mikra Kama, and as to Reish Lakish's objection that maybe it means there's no option, because Imkein Nirtavachwana Ish Ish Kietame. Why does it have to say Kietame Lenefesh? What could possibly be unique to Tame Lenefesh other than a Kula? So that Lenefesh Lamale must be to tell me the Kula that they are able to make Pesach Rishon, but only for Tmei Metim. Now I know you'll tell me maybe Tomei Lenefesh is coming to teach me that Tomei Beit and only Tomei Beit is Nidcha LePesach Sheni. But let's say Azov doesn't have an option of Pesach Sheni. But that's not true. Because V'atanya, Yochalo Yosef Pesach Sheni Elat Tomei Meitim Shai B'derek Chokka. How do we know Azov in Mitzorayin U'Bali Nidot Binai Tabad Lomar Ish Ish? So we're back therefore to my Raya. Tell me why it says Lenefesh. So Lenefesh the Katavachman Alamali. There's only one possibility. Elohi Kama. Ish Nitchela Pesach Sheni, Ve'in Tzibur Nitchela Pesach Sheni, Ela Avde Betuma. What type of Tuma? V'chi Avde Tzibur Betuma. Only Betamim Ei. And Beshar Tumot, Lo Avde. Omer V'chista. Mitzorash Lich Vazet V'imi B'chitzato Patur Shlemar, Badad Yeshev B'chutz Samachan Amar Shavot. Which means we have a mitzvah to say, HaKotov Nitkola, say, Eitve. Mitzvah Shenichnas Lefnimi Mechitzato Ba'arba'im, Zavim Vezavot Shenichnasu Lefnimi Mechitzatan Ba'arba'im, Tomei Meit, Mutar Likanez Machan Elviya, Velo Tomei Meit Pilvad, Alma Filu Meit Atzmo, Shema Veikach Moshe Atzmo, Yosef Imo, Imo B'Mechitzato. How does Rav Chisda explain that? Tanoi Yidatanya. Badad Yeshev, that means Levado Yeshev. Shelo Yutmeim Acherim Yoshvim Imo. He has a separate mechitza that nobody else needs to go out to. Yochel Yuzavin V'Tomei Meitim Mishtachim together L'machane Achas Talmud Lomar V'lo Yitamed Machaneihem, which teaches the Tei Machane L'Zeh Machane L'Zeh. And so far we come up with three machanot using the pasuk of Badad Yeshev. That's Rabbi Yudashita, not like Rabbi Chisda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarech. Hare Omer, V'yishalchu Min HaMachane, Kol Tzorua, V'chol Zov, V'chol Tamei LeNefesh. Now I ask you, all I need to know is Tamei LeNefesh. I don't need to know Zov. I would have known if a Tamei made this Mishtalch. Zavim lo koshiken lomen emar zav tetei nil machane shniya. Okay, so then just say Zov. Don't say Mitzorah. And it would be clear to me if Zavina Mishtachim from Shtei Machanot Mitzoraim Lo Koshekei Loma Nema Mitzora Litenu Machane Shlishit. So now I don't need Badad Yeshev to tell me Machane Shlishit. So now what do I need Badad Yeshev to tell me? Kishomer Badad Yeshev. That is exactly like Rav Chisda said. Hakatuv Nitkola Asei. By the way, why are we assuming all along that Azov is Chorman and Tamei Met? I mean, I'm assuming it's because Tumi Yotzalav Migufa, right? But, I mean, I could say Adarabba, Tamei Met is more Chorman because the Tamei Met is Tona Azor Shlishi Vishvi. Omar Krah, V'chol tamei l'nefesh. Tamei? V'chol tamei. What is that called? Tamei l'rabot sheretz. And therefore, Zov is certainly chomer to my sheretz. Well, maybe not. My chumre kinyan moron. That's to me, that's me. Gufa adarab. A sheretz is more chomer. Because the sheretz is mentami ba'onex. Amre. In a zov of Balria Achas, who's only Tomei Ada Erev, just like a Sheretz, the high governor Zav is also Mitami Baonis Kiravuna. Yom Ravuna Ria Rishona shows up, since it's only Mitami to Meserv like a Balkari, is also Mitami Baonis like a Balkari. Let me ask you about the other Chumra. So the Mitzer is more Chumra than Zav. It's obviously why, I'm assuming. Shekain Ton Brio Freeman is also Batash Bashamita. I mean, couldn't we say Adarab? That is Zovis Chomor because of Metamik Mishkev Moshav, and it's Metamik Lecheres Beheset. Omar Kras Zov V'Chol Zov, which teaches me that we're even referring to a simple Balkari. A Mitzora is certainly more Chomor than a Balkari. Well, maybe not. My Chomor, what? Kediyama? About all of the Priya, Prima, Tashvashamita? Maybe not. Maybe Adarabba. Maybe a Balkari is more Chomor, because a Balkari is Batami B'mashahu, and a Zov and a Mitzora requires a Gris. Well, so like Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds, like Rabbi Shmuel, that a Zov also has a shear. Since it says, O hechtim mi bisaro mi zavo, a Zov is sarah kichatimat pi ha'ama, v'lo hodu lo chachamim. But anyway, once we know that's true about Zov, iskish rabal keri le Zov. Hey, you explained kol tomei lo nefesh. You explained kol Zov. How do you explain kol tzorua lomali? It's just aesthetics. I did a kativ kol Zov, kativ nami kol tzorua. Anyway, getting back to Rachot's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, that's a very good point that Rabbi Shimon made. Why indeed does Rabbi Yehuda require the Badad Yashiv to teach me the Machan HaShlishit? Learn it out of the Kafah Chomer. So Rabbi Yehuda Shaper Kamer Rabbi Shimon? No. Because the fact that it says all three is necessary, Likidetanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. You might think that if Doch Kuta Zavinu Mitzorain on an Erev Pesach that was being brought Betuma, so they were Nichlus Elazar for Korban Pesach Abba Betuma Yochayu Chayavin, Talmud Lomar Vayishachu, Menamachane Kotzura Vechozov, Vechotame Lanafesh, Bishahashat Me Meti Mishtachin, Zavinu. But if ain't me meiti mishtachin, then zavinu mitzorain. Even though, of course, they're mishtachin lechatchila, but they're not mishtachin to be over on the lav. Omar ma zav v'chol zav l'rabot balkeri. Well, meanwhile, this is also a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said two very important halachot: a b'chilot lo nitkadashu, and b a balkeri is mishtayachutz l'shtei machanot. And here we're comparing indeed a Balkari to a Zav, and this must be the makor of Rabbi Yochanan. Meitve, Balkari kemaga sheretz. I'm assuming that means that they have the same machana, namely an Isra machana shchina, but a heter machana levia. No. It's not addressing machana letumatam. I mean, obviously, it's a perish apostate. Vatome ada arev. It says in both. Vaitumet erev ktibe. Vaitumet erev ktibe. Elo lava. Must be coming to tell me not like Rabbi Yochanan, that they have the same machane. Lo. Leolam letumatam. Bakamash on the Balkari kamaga sheretz. Just like a maga sheretz is betame be'ones, af Balkari is betame be'ones.